Heartfelt greetings and welcome, Divine Soul. In the previous class, we covered trusting the timing of things. We explored Sacred Trust Code Part 8, which is, I balance having a clear vision and actively working toward it with trusting that the right outcomes will manifest. I focus on deserving my goals through dedication, knowing that what is meant for me will come to me in its perfect time. This class on relationships is actually advanced level trust. Approach this chapter with caution and don't demand too much of yourself if you're not ready for it. If you find it challenging, just go back to the previous lessons and redo them as many times as necessary. Demanding too much of yourself too soon might cause you to lose your enthusiasm, so take it slow and steady. Just remember that like in a math class, golf class, or even a yoga class, they are always beginner, intermediate, and advanced levels. This is true for everything worth knowing and learning. Imagine giving advanced material to a beginner. It would confuse and discourage them. This is also true for trust, which, if you think about it, is an advanced level quality. Go at your own pace and revisit the earlier lessons as needed. Now, let's talk about trust in relationships. Trust in relationships is like building a house. It's a gradual process, much like the layers of a foundation. The first layer is trust in the self, understanding our self-worth beyond our roles, right? Beyond being a wife, a girlfriend, husband, boyfriend, mother. So the first layer is trust in the self, which is beyond our roles. The second layer is becoming trustworthy. And the third layer is cultivating trust in the divine source or higher power. These layers form the foundation, and each one takes time to build. Patience and understanding are key in this process. I discussed trusting the self and recognizing self-worth in Lesson 2. We explored trusting the divine source in Lesson 5. Now, let's talk about being and becoming trustworthy. This is very deep. As George MacDonald says, to be trusted is a greater compliment than being loved. The more transparent I am in my interactions with others, the more I am trusted. When I say one thing but mean something else, and my actions are not aligned with my words, it is hard for people to trust me. To build this layer of the foundation in relationships, my actions should be integrated with my principles. Then I will build the right house, and this house will bring me many blessings. From Lesson 5, let's revisit this very important element of trusting the divine source. I invite you to be a child of the Supreme, understanding that God is supremely trustworthy. Let's surrender to this trust of the divine source, the most benevolent of all beings, You can start by saying, I trust, I belong to you. I trust you, O Divine One. And keep repeating it. Keep saying it with your heart, and eventually your heart will follow your words. This act of surrendering is reciprocated and gives us trust in return. Now let's talk about the walls and roof of the house. Both the walls and roof of the house are represented by dignity. Dignity is crucial in any relationship. This is actually the sacred trust code of relationships. I am divine and precious. I respect myself and others equally. This is true dignity. I want to reiterate here that the sacred trust code of relationships is, I am divine and precious. I respect myself and others equally. This is true dignity. Why are we emphasizing that dignity is crucial in relationships? They form the walls of the house of relationships. Because relationships often force us to confront our perceptions of ourselves. If we feel less than, or if our egos are fragile, or if we rely on external validation to feel good about ourselves, then no matter which relationship we are in, we will feel insecure and have self-doubt. Without dignity, the fear of abandonment or feeling diminished can destroy us. Building and maintaining dignity means recognizing our divine and precious nature, deserving of honor and respect. Laura Schlesinger said, dignity is as essential to human life as water, food, and oxygen. The esteem with which you regard yourself and others is crucial for maintaining mental and physical health. True dignity involves respecting ourselves and others equally. Building and maintaining dignity means recognizing our divine and precious nature, deserving honor and respect. True dignity involves respecting ourselves and others equally. This is why dignity is vital in any relationship, forming the core of the sacred trust code of relationships. You might ask, how is dignity directly related to relationships? When we stay in situations where we don't feel valued or honored, we compromise our dignity. This compromise affects our trust and erodes our sense of self-worth, damaging the fabric of our soul. It can trap us in insecure relationships. Lack of dignity is toxic. Without it, we cannot trust ourselves to make good choices about the people in our lives. Staying in our dignity allows us to discern true trust from actions driven by desperation. For example, sometimes we stay in relationships out of cowardice or familiarity, eroding our dignity. On the other hand, we may avoid trusting anyone. Don't forget that you, the precious being, are independent and worthy of love. True trust means recognizing relationships that are trustworthy. Dignity helps us discern when we are making excuses and when trust is genuine. lack of dignity means we can't trust ourselves to judge people properly. If we have dignity, we can trust our decisions about relationships, knowing when to stay or leave, and recognizing those worth our time. So, the sacred trust code of dignity is crucial in any relationship. This is the essence of the sacred trust code of relationships in dignity. Dignity is also the roof of the house. You might ask, why roof? Because it represents the dignity that comes from understanding our interconnectedness. Just as a roof provides shelter and protection, dignity safeguards our sense of self-worth and respect. When we operate from our soul space, we act from a spiritual position, recognizing that we are all connected. This interconnectedness reinforces our dignity, allowing us to realize that we are precious and so are others. In this state of dignity, we create a strong, protective roof over our relationships, nurturing mutual respect and honor. In essence, trusting in the self, being trustworthy, and staying in my dignity allows us to discern true trust from actions driven by desperation. In relationships, we have to follow the mid-path. One extreme is blindly following someone out of desperation, and the other extreme is not trusting anyone. What is the mid-path? It is a deep level of trust that is aligned with your true self, with divine wisdom, with inner peace, and the supreme soul. It is nurturing your soul space and developing the ability to discern genuine connections from those that may not serve your highest good. With this deep inner trust, you create a foundation of strength and clarity, allowing you to navigate relationships with confidence and wisdom. We will end this class with a meditation on dignity. Dignity comes when we learn to value our own heart and mind and tend to them with love and care. Most importantly, you can't chase after dignity. It naturally follows you if you live by high principles. The opposite of dignity is codependency. When our minds are caged by over-identifying with bodies and physical relationships, then we lose our dignity. To move into a state of inner dignity, let's learn the art of treating our minds and hearts as sacred places. Take a deep breath in, and while exhaling, gently but firmly, let go of stories and dramas. Just be in the spirit for a few moments. The true spirit has no story, no drama. It is simply pure vibration. Take this moment to empty the contents of your mind and imagine them disappearing into the air. Now think of the quality of contentment. allow that quality to fill your being completely. And just allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to be satisfied with everything and everyone. You feel content just to exist in this pure vibration of sacred silence. Now, take this moment to empty the negative and wasteful contents of your heart. Now, open your heart to the ocean of pure energy that is always flowing toward you. In this sacred stillness, you sense the ocean of divine energy flowing through the universe. You allow it to fill every fiber of your being. You sense your heart becoming pure and strong. And now I'm going to invite you to see an image of yourself in your mind. See yourself as calm and dignified. You're moving through your life with calmness and nobility. Take a few moments to visualize what that would look like for you. Imagine what it would feel like in your mind to have that. Let your imagination go, because what you can visualize, you can become. We receive the special gift of dignity when we learn to engage with the world while living in our highest truth. With this simple practice of learning to fill your mind with sacred thoughts, fill your heart with the divine pure energy of the universe, dignity becomes your natural nature. Om Shanti, I am peace. Divine Being, here's a blessing for you. Let it accompany you through your day until our next lesson. Discernment. Your clarity of mind, free from negativity, has gifted you with a remarkable ability to delve into the heart of any issue. Your balanced mind and compassionate heart offer profound insights precisely when they are needed most.